Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tactical Startup. This episode is going to be not one of the last, but I'm having more guests come on. Me speaking solo to you, although valuable, I believe that I want to have other people that are able to give you additional insight and additional knowledge. But today we're going to be talking about commitment. Are you committed to being an entrepreneur? Are you committed to your goals? And we're going to break this down, what that means for you and your business, and how you can achieve the results that other people only dream of. Because I'm here to tell you, commitment is the foundation that will give you what you want. Let's get started, shall we? You're listening to Tactical Startup, a podcast dedicated to building amazing businesses. I am your host, Taylor Darcy. In this podcast, we explore ways to innovate, improve, and level up your business through sales, marketing, automation, and business planning. Successful businesses pivot when times are bad and stay the course when times are good. We'll have guests from different walks of life to help you see that success is not only possible, but even probable, no matter when or where you start. Through hard work and strategic planning, you can have the entrepreneurial life you've always dreamed. Tune in weekly to level up your business. Welcome back. So, commitment is the foundation. Are you committed to your dream? Are you committed to your goals? There's lots of different ways that you can show up. There's two primary functions. There's two primary ways that you can show that. One, you can be committed by your calendar. Or two, you can be committed by your wallet, by your money. The people that make neither commitment are the ones that are least successful. You have to commit. People that let other things get in the way of their success, of their dream, of their desires, are the ones that succeed, period. There is no exception to that. Now, we're going to be talking about the four C's today, okay? There are four C's. These are crucial. These are four C's that can help you show and take your business to the next level. Now, before we get started on that, as I was saying in my introduction, we're going to be having lots of people on here. I've already filmed these episodes. These episodes are going to be airing once a week. I wanted to develop a reserve of episodes so that I didn't leave you in a gulf, whatever. Anyway, my point is this. I wanted to bring you more content, but I literally didn't have the time. And so I literally jumped in. I put on Facebook and said, hey, does anybody want to come on be on my podcast that are friends of mine, that are entrepreneurs, that are business owners, that are law firm owners, that have different knowledge base? And the reason why is because I was so sitting on it and I wanted to bring and I wanted to help, but I didn't act. And so one day I was like, let's bring these people on. Let's see what they have to contribute. And it has been outstanding. The people that have been on here are going to blow your mind, are going to help you really take your business to the next level. So I want you to be thinking about that. I'm going to be doing solo episodes here and now, but I'm going to also be bringing these people because I want you to hear their stories, how they can help you drive your business to the impact and the things that you want to be. And so I've already got like 7 or 8 episodes that are just waiting to get published, and they're going to be published soon. So I'm excited to have them on here and really help you identify how you can reach your objectives, okay? One of the people that I follow says, I don't have dreams, I have goals, and I'm on to the next one. And I think that's important because goals, although valuable, like a lot of people like just have dreams, right? Like you dream of wealth, you dream of a happy life. But what are you doing today to achieve that goal? What is it that you're trying to do? Are you doing something today? Now, let's get back to the four C's, okay? Four C's. Number one C, commitment. How do you show your commitment? Time. Are you investing time into your business each day? I did not say that it has to be all-consuming, especially if you've got a 9-to-5. Maybe you don't get to devote 12 hours a day to something. Maybe it's your side hustle, and that's okay. But are you doing something, anything, each day, an hour a day, to developing your business? An hour, 15 minutes. It doesn't take a lot of time if you're focused. It's kind of like what people do when they're studying, right? They'll study for 5 hours, but they're not actually studying for 5 hours. They're screwing around for 4 hours and 45 minutes of it, okay? And they're actually working for 15. And that isn't, or I mean, they're actually studying for 15. Now, that's a gross simplification. I'm not suggesting that's everybody, but I'm saying that a lot of people say they're working for a period of time or they have 12-hour days, but they're not actually doing it. They're just saying they're doing it, and they're taking tons of breaks, and they're not actually focusing on what it is. So when I say commitment, I'm talking about when you're committed, your focus on getting on that work done, getting that 1 hour being the most like focused 1 hour that you can imagine, because that's how you show commitment. Now, maybe you don't have time to do that. Maybe it truly is that you've got to focus on other things. You've got a wife, you've got kids, you've got another job, you've got whatever it is. That's when you bring in someone to do it for you, whatever it is, whether it be legal, whether it be marketing, whether it be accounting, whether it be anything that you can delegate. Number one, you should. That's number one. Like, absolutely, you should delegate everything possible. But number two is that anything that you can do and invest in money-wise, plenty of my mentors have said this, as the CEO, the visionary of your company, the thing that you should be investing in is making that vision come true, right? Thinking about if someone can do something for less than your cost of doing it, and you should be charging $1,000 an hour, okay? If someone else can do it for less, they should do it. Why? Because you will see success like you've never seen before if you implement this mindset of I'm worth $1,000 an hour. Now, are you actually getting $1,000 an hour? No, that's understandable. But the idea is if you're getting, and I'm just using this as a for instance, if you're getting $150 an hour and you can pay somebody $25 to $35 an hour to do that same task, then you're netting a profit, right? You're able to do things that you wouldn't be able to do. You can focus on the vision of your company. So are you committed? Time or money? Those are it. Those are the two ways. You demonstrate your commitment by time or money. That's it. There are no other options. It's just not a factor. So that's the first C. The second C, courage. Do you have the courage? So many people get stuck and they are afraid. Now, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to tell you that you can't be fearful. But courage, someone wisely said, is being afraid and doing it anyway. Or as this person said, it's peeing your pants and getting on stage anyway. It is perfectly acceptable to be scared. It is perfectly acceptable to be fearful about what's going to happen. Do you know why? Because nobody knows the outcome. Nobody can sit there and say, oh, with absolute certainty, this is what's going to be successful. Okay. It's just simply not possible. So there is going to be moments where you're scared. But that's okay. You have to do it anyway. Fear has killed more dreams. I don't remember who said this, so if you know, please feel free to reach out. Fear has killed more dreams than anything else. right? You can be committed via time. You can be committed via the wallet. But if you don't take action, right? Like, I do the podcast, I do live videos, I do all of these different things. And let me tell you, they're not easy. Because I'm constantly worried about how other people will judge me. So yeah, it's a little scary sometimes. But I've found that most people don't. Most people are good people. Yes, there's the occasional person that will criticize you. There's the occasional company that just doesn't want to work with you or you can't afford. And I'm not judging that. But it's scary to put yourself out there. It's scary to have other people potentially judge you. Like, the fact that you're listening to my podcast is scary. Because what if you don't like me? What if you think I'm full of crap? Right? Like, all of these voices inside your head are going to tell you all the reasons why you can't do something. But I want you to think about that for a second and say, but that's why when I've talked to my previous videos, your why is so important. Because that's when you can tap into these things and sit back and say, I'm doing it anyway. My why is more important than my fear. I want to be a business owner because that's the most important thing you can say. Because I want to provide for my family. Because I need the flexibility to be able to take my kids to doctor's appointments. Because I need this. Because this. Fill in the blank. What is your because? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Success is how you define it. Fame, maybe. Fortune, hopefully. But all of these things take, and this is why this is so important, commitment. Success is not guaranteed. Failure is more likely. I'm going to be real with you. But the only way you can get to success is through failure. It's getting knocked down 99 times and getting up that 100th. Thomas Edison and the light bulb. So many entrepreneurs, so many different companies. The only way they got successful was because they failed. If you failed, you are in good company. Embrace it. Go after it. Make it a function. Instead of it being a fearful thing, instead of you sitting back and being scared of failure, embrace it. Whatever you are most afraid of is what you must do to be successful. If you're afraid of failure, then you need to fail more. Because it'll teach you how to succeed. Fail until you succeed. There is not a single successful entrepreneur or business owner in this world that hasn't failed a lot. I've failed. I can't tell you how many companies I worked for that I failed at. I was not a good fit. Not because I'm a bad person. It was a bad fit. Just like you're not a bad person. Just because you fail at something does not make you a bad person. It doesn't make you an inadequate person. It doesn't make you an inadequate entrepreneur. It just means you haven't succeeded yet. What does Albert Einstein say? Everyone's a genius, but if you ask a fish to climb a tree, you'll think he's an idiot his whole life. Same is true for you. Just because it didn't work, maybe you're a fish trying to climb a tree. I don't know. I don't know you. I can't say that. But I can tell you that the only way you can is but put that same fish in a pond or in a fishing bowl or a fish bowl, and you've got something, right? Fishes are good. So the idea that you need to find where you're successful at. If you're a fish, maybe climbing that tree isn't the best idea in the whole wide world. If you're an introvert, maybe something involving public speaking is not your thing. Find what you're good at. You know, the old adage of find what you're passionate about, find your passion. Yeah, that's nice and all. And I'm not saying don't. But the best thing I can tell you is find your passion that you're good at. Don't just find your passion, because you may not be good at it. And then what? Think people are going to pay you for something you're passionate about but terrible at? No, people are going to pay you when you're good at something and you're passionate about it. Now, those two usually work together and they go hand in hand, but not always. Not always. So keep these thoughts in mind. Don't think of yourself as failing. Think of you as not succeeding yet. Think of the opportunity that you have to be successful. And coming back to that why will help you get through those really, really dark times. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, my viewers. About a month and a half ago, I was on the brink of failure. Like, I was at that edge. Nothing I was doing was working. I was trying everything. And I couldn't do it all. And that's just the truth. Being a sole proprietor, being a business owner the way that I am, it is hard. There's a lot of times when I have to just suck it up and do it myself. I rely on others as much as I can. But at the end of the day, I was drowning and I needed a lifeline like nobody's business. And I don't even know what happened. My phone wasn't ringing. I wasn't getting clients. I was spending money to try to get clients that weren't happening. I was getting tire kickers. I was so tired and I was so beat down. And I don't know how, but Google and their algorithm or something magically, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't want to say magically. Magically is not the right word, but something happened and my phone started ringing and I started getting phone calls and people started actually wanting to hire me. I mean, before that, I couldn't give myself away free. Like, I would do things, like, I had consistent work and I'm good at what I do. But being good at what you do doesn't get you where you want to be, because if people don't know about it, how do they find you? So what do? And this is where the commitment comes in. I wasn't giving up. Just because, I mean, I'd failed lots of different things, different ways. I just hadn't given in. Like, I didn't throw in the towel, so to speak. My marketing, I tried these other things. Yeah, they were okay, right? Like, I failed a little bit there. And I was failing in other ways. But then all of a sudden, my successes started happening. My successes started working. The things that I were trying was getting phone calls after not getting phone calls. People were finding me on YouTube, on my podcast, on here, surprisingly enough, even though I haven't published an episode in forever. But it was because I was committed. You see, when I was younger, my parents were entrepreneurs. Some of you may know. I have lived that life my whole life. I became an attorney to help the people that are struggling right now, that have people taking advantage of them. I know what it's like to not be able to have food on the table, because there were weeks that we went without. My parents, their business, they would try lots of different things. They were serial entrepreneurs. And it hurt. So part of this is doing this for those families, those people. That's my why. I didn't give up. And this is not to pat myself on the back. I did not give up because of your children or your family members that are depending on you. I didn't give up because my why is helping you. My why is helping you not give up. And so I started again. I started this, like I was saying earlier, I started this podcast for that purpose. And I started getting guests, people that could help you as well. And so as I started doing that, magic started happening. Things started happening. Was I scared? Absolutely. When I say I was on the brink, I was broken. It hurt. Because here I wanted to amplify my message to the world and I couldn't get it out. I couldn't get people to listen. I was screaming into the void and nothing came back. I don't tell you this to ask you to feel sorry for me. I tell you this because there will come time in your life, in your entrepreneur goal and dream, where you will struggle just the same as me. But it is because of your why and your commitment to seeing it through that will give you the results that you're looking for. It is that courage to get out of bed when all you want to do is stay in bed. It is that you'll push play when everybody tells you don't. You'll push record because you need to. Because you are in touch with your why. That is what's most important. All right. Next thing. Capability. As you are committed and you are confident. As you exhibit courage, you will show, you will feel capable. Will there be moments of imposter syndrome? Absolutely. Not going to lie. There are going to be moments when you're unsure of your capability. And that's okay. But don't doubt yourself. You didn't come this far just to come this far. Don't doubt your capability. Because here's the thing that I know, and I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs. I've had lots of people. But capability is more about showing up than it is about function. The willingness to learn and do, even if you're learning while you're doing. Some instances you can't do that. You need to know what you're doing before you get there. But anybody that says that they're not learning while they're doing is full of something. So capability doesn't mean expertise. Capable. That means you can do and learn. And when you make a mistake, you own up to it. And then you repeat. You do, you learn. You do, you learn. You do, you learn. You do, you learn. That's how you become more capable. That's how you become more successful. You do, you learn. That's how you become capable. And as you continue to do that, you get better. I'm better now than I was 5 years ago. I'm better now than I was 10 years ago. My eye catches things. My mind catches things. My hearing. When I hear something, oh, I've heard this before. I know how this is going to end. I've seen this before, right? So you don't have to know the end of the road to get started. You just have to be willing to take that first step to being capable. So it's not something that's going to happen instantaneously. Anybody that tries to tell you that what you're going to experience is instantaneous is probably selling you something. It's a process. It's an evolutionary process. It's a revolutionary process. There are so many ways to look at this. You don't just wake up one morning and are successful. The most successful men in history have had to work hard to get there. The people that are least truly successful, and I mean this, are the people that didn't have to work for their money. Do you know why? Because they have money, but they have no understanding of what it took to get it. Trust fund babies. People that commit crimes to get their money. Yes, that's a form of work, but we're not going to go there. The point is, the people who are the true successes are the people that work hard for their money in whatever capacity that is. So whether you're a night janitor or whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, your success doesn't have to depend on the money in your bank account or the weight that you're the wage that you are paid, because you're working for it. I tell my people, my family all the time, I don't care what my children do, as long as they are the best at it, whatever that is. If they want to work for McDonald's, let them work for McDonald's. If they want to be a lawyer like their father, let them be a lawyer like their father. I'm not going to push them that way, though. I want them to be happy. I want them to be successful for themselves. I don't want them to follow me just because I want them to. I want them to follow and do their goals and their dreams to be successful, because that's how you live an abundant life. So back to my C's. You're committed. You have courage. You're capable. Now on to the fourth. You're confident. See how this beautiful cycle works? If you're confident, your choices are different than if you're scared. But the only way you get confidence is by doing this. Okay? It's a beautiful circle. Take the time to gain your confidence. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be confident the whole time. It means that you're going to be confident in that moment. And then you're going to do something else. You're going to show your commitment via time or your wallet. You're going to show your courage and do the next thing, the next step that you're not good at. Then you're going to do that till you're capable, right? You're going to continue to get your capability. And then you're going to show your confidence all over again. Because it takes time, you need to learn to be patient with yourself. This is one of the hardest things that you'll have to master for yourself in the entrepreneur vision. Because the words, if only I could get my next this, or if I could only get my next that, oh, if I could just get my next client, if I could sell my next thing, if I could just master this one thing, even if you master it, there's still more to learn. If you've never heard of it, I'm going to share a concept with you. It's called A-B testing. Okay? So the key to A-B testing is this. You take a draft of something. People are going to respond to it how they respond to it. Okay? So we'll just use a web page. You show your A page. Okay? Google does this. Everybody does this. This is data analysis at its finest. You can do this too. Okay, this is not something crazy. So you take this web copy, you take this web page, and you design your A copy. Then you take the exact same web page and you create a B copy of it. And on that B copy, you tweak one thing. And one thing only. That's it. One thing. You tweak one thing. The headline. Okay, great. Then you compare which one does better. Does one convert better than the other? Okay. You get enough results. You have enough people on that page to do that. So what they'll do is they'll send them 50%, 50%. There's a way to do this, okay? You spend one person to the one web page, the other person to the other web page. And then whoever's calling you more, then you take that and you make that your A. And then you create a whole new B with one tweak. One tweak only. That's all you can do. Because you won't know what that will do if you're not doing, if you won't know what, if that tweak made a difference, if you make lots of tweaks. And then you make that your A if it's better, if your conversion rate is better. And you continue to do that until you get the perfect headline or the perfect fill in the blank, whatever it is. Then you continue to do that until you get an optimized brochure, marketing, whatever it may be. You use your knowledge to ensure that the people that are purchasing from you, you're giving them what you want, what they want. By doing this A-B testing, right, you're going to give people what they want. Because if one headline doesn't resonate with them, and say your B doesn't do better, well, then you keep your A, and you tweak something else on your B, and you show that one until it, if it tweaks better, or if it ranks better. And you continue to do that one. And if it doesn't, then the same thing, you tweak something else until it performs as good as your A, or better than your A. Okay. Are you going to lose a little? Yes. But in the end, you're going to win more. It's about playing the long game instead of the short game, right? It's about doing the things each day, and that's what the A-B testing is. It's a very simple concept, but people don't implement it. Same thing goes with email. If people respond to a certain email better, then you can tweak that to improve your marketing. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, these are the things that you can do. These are just some simple ways of growing your business, of being on this entrepreneur journey. But it starts with commitment. Do you know why I say that? Because I get so many people that aren't committed and then wonder why their dreams don't happen or their goals. Do you know how many people call me and then don't respond to my inquiries? Like when I follow up with them, that shows me they're not committed to their dreams. Why should I be more committed to your dream than you are? Well, the answer is I shouldn't. But if you're contacting someone, the reverse is true. I've contacted people and they don't follow up. They ignore me. And I'm like, whoa, hold it. Are you so egotistical? Are you telling me that you literally cannot have one more client for this thing? In fact, I can think of two vendors off the top of my head that I contacted within the last several weeks. And they never followed up with me. Ever. And it's been weeks. Don't let that be you. If someone wants something of yours that you're offering to sell, I'm going to show you how you can be show. I can show you how to be committed. I'm going to let you in on a little tip here. It's called three times, three ways. You want to show commitment? You follow up with your clients or your customers via phone, via email, via text message, three different times, three different ways. Okay? Getting someone in the door is hard. Why would you just let them walk out the door without putting in the work? Like these two particular companies that I'm talking about here, I kid you not, they're letting me walk out the door. They're leaving money on the table. Why? It doesn't make sense to me. It does not make sense to me. How can you afford to do that in this day and age? Like, anybody has absolutely all the money that they could use. You find a way. That's the answer. If you're burdened right now, I mean, so what if there's a wait list? If you're 6 months out, you know what? Maybe you're good enough that I don't mind waiting that 6 months. You never know. Maybe I'd be willing to pay more. You don't know. But if you never follow up with anybody, how can you complain about your leads or your potential customers? Every lead should be important to you. Every lead should get followed up with. Every customer inquiry should be looked at and evaluated and honestly evaluated, right? This is how you show commitment. People that just fly by the seat of their pants and hope for the best and, you know, just kind of leave it out there on the table. Those are the ones that struggle the most. The people that follow up and do their due diligence and make phone calls and do get down in the dirt, so to speak. Not literally, but those who you know, pick up and keep working hard. Those are the ones that are successful. Those are the ones that you can show commitment to. You can't do nothing and expect to get something. If your goal is to help millions of people or hundreds of people, great. More power to you. But I'll let you in on a secret. If you can't help one, how can you help millions? You have to start with one. Then two, then five, then 10, then 20, then 100, then 1,000, and so on and so forth. But if you can't handle one person, so much of success is showing up. It's not that hard, but people don't show up and then wonder why they're not successful. And again, your definition of success and my definition of success are two different things. What may be successful to me might not be successful to you. I don't know. But this is one of those areas where you'll never know if you can be successful if you don't try, if you don't work, if you don't plan, if you don't follow my C cubed, is it? C cubed, no, C to the fourth power. Right? If you follow commitment, courage, capability, confidence, if you follow that framework, you are on the fast track, with as fast as it can be, to success. You will succeed at some point. But you have to do it. And in the beginning, one of my wise mentors told me, in the beginning, you're going to have more time than money. So you're going to have to do those things yourself. You're going to have to learn how to do stuff. But eventually, you're going to have more money than time. And that's when you start paying others to do those things. That's when you're successful. When you can start delegating your marketing to somebody else. When you can start paying somebody else to do the job that you want, that you don't want to do. That's so you can focus on the things that's important. That's what's important. So I encourage you today, after you've heard my episode, after you've heard this, to sit down and I want you to come up with five things that you can do in your life starting this week to show your commitment. Okay. And then next, I want you to take five more things that you can show to show your courage. Take the thing that you know you are scared of, and take it, list it out. It is so much less scary when you see it on paper right there. If it's going on camera, if it's calling, if that's what it is, I don't know what it is. I don't know what your individual thing is that you're scared of. I'm not going to tell you what it is and what it isn't, okay? You need to decide for that for yourself. So I need you to list five things that you are scared of that are preventing you from being successful in your business. Those five things. Now, after you've got those five things, so far you've got five of things that you can do for commitment. Then you've got five things that you can show courage. The things that you're scared of that you need to show courage anyway, right? Now I want you to take five more things. And I want to see where you're at capability-wise. Maybe you're a zero in what your goal is. Maybe you're a seven. Maybe you're a 10. I don't know. I'm not here to judge you. I'm looking at this from a framework, right? So you're going to take five things that surround your business that you need to be capable of and write those down. Okay? That's your next five things. Now, last, I want you to take and write down five things that you are confident about. I'm confident I can do this. I'm confident I can do that. Whatever that may be. I don't know. Again, this is an exercise for you. I want you to take those things and I want you to put them on a grid. Those five things on each grid, okay? And then I want you to write down, okay, after you've got those five things, I want you to take those same 20 things, put them, transfer them onto another piece of paper or tablet, whatever it is you use. I don't care. And then I want you to list out the steps that you have to take to either show your commitment or improve your courage or improve your capability or appreciate yourself for those confident things. Give yourself a pat on the back. If that means going to Starbucks, go to Starbucks. That means going to McDonald's for lunch. I don't care. But rewarding yourself when you're making these positive choices in whatever capacity that may be is important. You get beat down long enough and often enough. You got to take the wins when you can. If that means taking an hour off to go to the beach and enjoy time with your family, cool, do it. If that means, hey, I had a spectacular week, I was confident, I was capable, I did all of these amazing things, maybe you go to the zoo. Maybe you take a road trip. I don't know. Whatever it is that you want. Heck, some days, maybe you just take a nap. That's cool. Shut your blinds, enjoy the nap. Whatever that is. Whatever is important to you to reward yourself for this behavior. And as you reward yourself for these commitments, and these courage-taking moments, it reaffirms and it helps you drive forward. It helps you with that momentum because it becomes a positive experience rather than a freaking drag. Because we have to get down in the weeds sometimes. We have to get down in the mud and just, it hurts. It's hard. It's difficult. So it's important that you recognize those positive things in your life when they happen. And even if they're small, they don't have to be ginormous. They don't have to be that you closed, you know, six figures, 10 figures, 100 figures, whatever it is. But taking those moments, those wins, will make the journey a whole lot less painful and a whole lot more rewarding. And you will find joy in the journey. Now, will it be all joy all the time? No, absolutely not. You're not, there's no such thing as joy all of the time. Is it going to be happy all the time? No. There are going to be moments when you want to quit. When you feel like that the world is completely against you and there's no way you can find your way out of this hole that you're in. I was there. I was there. But I pictured myself when I was a little boy, and I wished someone was there for my family. And that's why I keep doing the things that I do. Because I know what it's like to hurt. I know what it's like to try to just survive. To just wake up and survive. I'm not suggesting I had the most difficult life in the world. But I am telling you, I know those feelings. And I'm here to tell you that if you will commit to doing these things, that you will be successful. Because success comes from how you define it. So please, take these steps, write these goals. Don't take for granted the many things that we have to offer. The technology that we have is incredible now. I cannot emphasize this enough. Even if you don't have the technology, I'm not kidding. If you don't have the technology and you can't afford a notebook to start writing these things down in, find me. I'll send you one. I'll mail you one for free. I'll mail you a notebook and a pen. No strings attached, no obligation. I don't want anything in return except for your story to tell me about it. You can come on my podcast. I would love to hear about your stories and your successes. I would love to be there for you when you buy that car or when you buy that home. Whatever it is that's your definition of success, I would love to be there for you to be able to enjoy that with you. Because, yeah, you're going to have to do the work, but I'd like to be there with you. But I kid you not, please, comment, links, whatever it is, send me contact@thinklegalpc.com. Send me an email. Say, hey, I need a notebook. I can't afford a notebook. And I'll send you one with the pen. No, it won't even be a Think Legal pen. It'll be just a pen, okay? I'm not trying to sell you anything. It'll be a notebook and a pen. I'll send you a notebook and a pen so you can get started on your goals. That's how serious I am. Whatever it takes, maybe you can't afford the technology to get you there yet. That's okay. That's why I do these. That's why I put these on YouTube. That's why I do this on podcasts. So you don't have to have any money. Or no more than you already have. To get this knowledge. I want you to succeed. That's why I do this. So please, let me help you. As Jerry Maguire says, help me help you. Help me help you. Anyway, listen, it's been a great episode. I'm so grateful that you tuned in for this time. I know your time is precious, so I appreciate you spending it with me. Remember, we're going to be having lots more guests. I've got exciting new people. These people are going to help you with your business, help you get it where you want it to be. So tune in every week. I'm doing this. I know I took the time off, but I'm back at it, and things are going to be awesome. Things are going to continue to improve, and you are going to be so happy that you found my podcast, because I'm here to tell you, you can have the business of your dreams, but only if you think tactically. By thinking tactically, you will have what you want. So until next time, have a great one.